Father in heaven, grateful for the opportunity we have to gather as a planning commission, grateful for the blessing that it is to live in Midway. And Father, we're grateful for the snow that we've received this winter. We continue to pray for more moisture throughout the year, that this valley may continue to flourish. Grateful for the staff and for all that they do. Will thou bless them as they continue to do the good work that they do. We pray for patience as we discuss the needs that are coming before us this night. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Welcome everyone here. Folks in the audience. Is anybody on Zoom? No. It's just us. All right, we'll start with item one, review and possibly approve the Planning Commission meeting minutes from January 10th, 2023.
Make a motion that we approve the Planning Commission meeting minutes of January 10th, 2023 as printed.
Second.
Second by Travis. And we'll go ahead and vote on that. Start with you.
Yay.
Yay.
Aye.
Okay. And approved. A motion and a second. Item two, Kayla and David Springer are requesting preliminary slash final approval of a one-lot subdivision to be known as Springer Homestead. The one lot totals 0.62 acres and is located at 250 West Main Street and is in the R17 zone. Turn the time over to Michael and Steph.
All right, presentation. Simons, member of the Planning Commission. The city received an application for the Springer Homestead, which is a one-lot small-scale subdivision. And this property is 0.62 acres in size. It's in the R-1-7 zone. So minimum square footage for a lot is 77,000 square feet. This is well above the minimal amount. Well, it does contain one lot, and it's planned to be the site of a future dwelling, and any other permitted and conditional uses which would be allowed in this zone would also be allowable. There is frontage on Main Street. The frontage requirement in the zone is 70 feet. We just have over 70 feet, so it meets that requirement. And then this lot will connect to Midway Sanitation District sewer line, Midway City's pulmonary water line, and Midway Irrigation Company's secondary water line. So here's an aerial photograph. You can see Main Street in the center of this map. If you zoom in closer to the second west and third west, Main Street's on the south, and first north is on the top here. See this property located, outlined in yellow. This was proposed for a zone change several months ago. That application was pulled, and so the application we have before us is just for a one-lot subdivision that would contain just one home and any other approved uses. And here is a closer view of that. One thing to take note of with this aerial photograph is you can see that there's been some utility work across the property. So that utility work will serve as Springer Farms, which is contiguous. And so one thing, we do need to make sure that we get the proper easements for the water line and for the sewer line across the property. The city, we have never required a separate easement agreement than what's on the plat for water lines, but the Midway Sanitation District does require a separate easement besides what's shown on the plat, so that's something we need to make sure takes place before the plat is recorded.
Michael, just a side note, those utilities aren't in yet. They're not in yet.
Okay. So there's been some work done, but apparently the lines aren't in yet. So this is a copy of the proposed plat, and I'm going to zoom in on the lot itself. So here's the lot. Again, it's 27,000 square feet. We've got the correct frontage. And so it meets all the requirements of the R-1-7 zone. utilities and held across the property. Again, we'll have to have easements recorded for that. And then there are boxes shown on here for a home and accessory building. Those are just representative. Really, whenever a home is applied for, it'll just need to be in setbacks at that point in time. So what you're seeing on the map isn't necessarily what will be built. It could be anything that needs to set setbacks. This proposal did go before the Water Advisory Board, and they did make a recommendation based off of the formula in our code regarding water mix requirements. And so based off of the formula in our code, 1.32 acre feet will be required for the outside irrigation. That basically irrigates 0.44 acres. And then there'll be a culinary connection for the dwelling, and that's 0.8. So 1.32 plus 0.8 is a 2.12 acre foot requirement that will need to be deeded to the city before the class recording. So there are some possible findings for the Planning Commission to consider. The proposed lot does meet the minimum requirements for the R-1-7 zone. The proposal does meet the intended general plan for the R-1-7 zone. Then the applicant will be required to install a bond for all unfinished required improvements prior to the plat being recorded. And the duration of that approval is for 1 year from the date of approval of development by the City Council. So again, that's kind of the sunset that we have in place now that we didn't have on our previous approval. So if the plat isn't recorded by that date, they can apply for up to 3 1-year extensions on the approval. And that's a approval is discretionary on the City Council's part to extend that approval date. Are there any, I don't have any proposed conditions for this subdivision. Yeah, there weren't any proposed conditions for this. But I'm happy to take any questions from the Planning Commission.
Any questions from anyone?
It's pretty straightforward.
So the utility easements don't need to be a condition of approving this?
I don't think they do. I think we just to make sure as staff that that happens.
Okay.
And so we can make sure that happens.
No further discussion. Is there a motion?
I can make a motion that we recommend preliminary and final approval of a one-lot subdivision to be known as Springer Homestead. The one lot totals 0.62 acres and located at 250 West Main Street and is in the R-1-7 zone. And this recommendation is without conditions.
I second.
We have a motion and a second. Start with you, Travis.
Aye.
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 Agent for Midway Springs LLC Series 2 is proposing final approval of Phase 5 of Lot Raymond PUD. Proposed to take 10 building pads on 9.22 acres. Property is located at 400 North Farmhouse Way and is in the R-115 zone. Turn over to you, Michael.
Right, thank you. So this proposal seems familiar. Planning Commission. This is final for phase 5. And so this is the last phase of a 5-phase development. So we've gone through master plan approval, we've gone through preliminary and final for phase, plus master plan amendments through this process. So it seems like this has been on the agenda a lot. I think Kathy's been here quite often. So
every time she shows up.
She has property that borders phase 5 and has been involved in a lot of meetings since then. So this will seem very familiar in the fact that between preliminary and final approval, I can't think of any change that has really been made. So it'll be basically the exact same thing from what I can recall from what we looked at before. So this is in the 3rd acre zone. This property was developed as a planned unit development. In phase 5, there are 10 building pads. It covers 9.22 acres with 5.57 acres of open space as part of that. The road that will be built is a private road. It will have a public access easement, and it will be maintained. There is a private trail also, but it has a public easement on it. So the city will maintain the public trail. The private trail, a lot of times there'll be private trails that there won't be public access, but in this case, that was part of the master plan amendment process that the trail be have a public easement, but is maintained by the homeowners association. There are sensitive lands on the property. There are wetlands that have been delineated and approved by the Army Corps of Engineers, and that is the majority of the 5.57 acres. The lots will also connect to Midway Sanitation District sewer line, Midway City's culinary water line, and Midway Irrigation Company's secondary water line, and that's the common area be irrigated from Midway Irrigation Company. So here is an aerial photograph of Lots Raymond Farms. Now you can see Main Street to the south. Here's a closer view of the property, showing all five phases. And phase five is located in this bottom southwest corner. Yeah, Kathy has property down here. She also has property across the street down here. Here is the master plan, and the units in purple are phase five. Here's the phasing plan, and then the open space plan. You can see a lot of this wetland area is counted as open space. Yeah, since we went through the approval process for the master plan, we actually don't count the sensitive lands as the open space to the same degree as we did back when Raymond Farms came through. There were quite a few code text amendments that happened as we went through this process, but this is vested under the code when you could count all the wetlands as open space. And here is a closer view of phase five. So here's 250 North. Public trail is in place right now. This will be paved. Right now it's a road-based trail. And it runs up and into the development and heads all the way up 6 North. That trail would extend through Omni Alley all the way to Burby Hill Park. You can see the wetland areas that have been delineated. There's also a detention pond that will be built, so the storm drain runoff will run over into this area. You can see the 10 building pads. Five of the building pads have these lighter color rectangles. That's basically common area with added development rights. They have the ability to put a hot tub or a pergola in those little rectangles. They can't build a structure in that area, so the dwelling has to fit within the purple area. But these ones have the ability of having kind of a little patio area in the back. We've actually really liked how that's worked with Raymond Farms, and the city council has changed the code to where that's kind of standard practice now in planned unit developments, that we designate an area for somebody to have a pergola off the back end of the property. The way our code is read for many years is you can't build anything outside of the building pad, and so people have really had an issue with that, not being able to put something in the backyard, in the back area. But now, with this, with the code that we've got now, and this was the first stab at doing that, there are some limited common areas that can be used for some type of patio. And so there's 5 of the 10 that have that. One thing to take note of is the wetlands. There's a little bit of the wetlands, less than a tenth of an acre that's underneath the road. When somebody does encroach in the wetland area, they can receive approval from that with the Army Corps of Engineers, and that did take place in this circumstance. So we have the documentation in place for that approval. and we do have a landscaping plan that's been submitted. So the landscaping plan will be part of the bond, and as they install landscaping, staff will go through and inspect that landscaping to make sure that it matches the landscaping plan that's been submitted to the city. And trail-wise, I did mention this public trail that runs north and south.